Forward. Bayonet to the Back of the Deep State by Stephen K. Bannon. For more than 20 years, no populist figure has been more of a threat to the deep state than Alex Jones. I've known about Alex for a long time, followed him, and listened to him. But I've gotten to know him more recently on a personal level. You know from history that our nation's founding fathers distinguished sunshine patriots from winter soldiers. It is as important a distinction today as it was in 1776. Alex is a perfect example of the winter soldier, the man who shows up to fight for freedom under the toughest, most dire conditions. We live in a time of too many sunshine patriots, all brave and vocal when the weather is balmy and the paychecks are guaranteed. But the United States is in desperate need of more winter soldiers, people willing to brave the toughest conditions and endure the harshest storms, like Washington's troops at Valley Forge. Alex is our original winter soldier. He is committed to our republic, to America, the most extraordinary nation on the planet. Alex believes in humanity, and he is willing to rush into battle for its betterment. More importantly, for the rule of law. The attacks against fellow patriots, the legal battles and harassment, the multiple prosecutions, the phony impeachments, as well as the FBI raids on President Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago, show the brazen lawlessness of the deep state. It also shows their desperation and their absence of faith. The American people have had a bellyful of the administrative state's criminal behavior, and they aren't willing to put up with it any longer. The tech and media oligarchs know that the genuine patriots of American exceptionalism, if allowed on their networks or their platforms, would shutter the likes of Anderson Cooper and Morning Mika. Their answer to vibrant American populism is censorship and totalitarian darkness. As Alex says so eloquently, the answer to 1984 is 1776 and the principles of the Enlightenment, which have lifted more people out of poverty, provided more rights to more people, and made life radically better than any other system in history. Reading The Great Reset, Alex's previous book, was like being handed the blueprints to destroy the Death Star. With The Great Awakening, let's extend the analogy. It's like being handed the blueprints to destroy the entire globalist empire. I compare Alex Jones to the greatest of the World War II generals, George S. Patton. Alex has an acute sense of how the next battle needs to be fought. He is a hard-charging man of the people, and for many, a little too spicy. Think again. We need warrior patriots. You will learn in this book not only about the threats posed by globalist oligarchs, but also, and most critically, how to confront and defeat those opposed to God and freedom. Alex gets medieval on them. It's tempting to say he is a modern-day prophet, but if you ask Alex, he'll tell you it's simply because he exhaustively reads the writings of the globalists and follows their activities. Alex is ably assisted in this effort by a cadre of heroes, such as his fearless publisher, Tony Lyons, co-author Kent Heckenlively, and the wonderful InfoWars staff. He's a genuine Renaissance man. Brace for impact, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones is in the house.